Hi, it's January 17th, Monday morning. A Monday morning, for goodness sake, it's bloody Monday afternoon, Monday evening. And I'm booing for the sake of booing, because I haven't booed for a couple of days, and I thought I'd quickly boo. Yes, Nancy, I've done exactly the same as you. We've actually turned up at a kid's birthday party, because teachers seem to get invited to kids' birthday parties, and we turned up at the party, and the people weren't there. They weren't there. It was their holiday home, which was out at the beach, and they eventually arrived, and then we went in, and we stayed, and then after 2 hours, we had a go, because it's a kid's birthday party. I'm not staying all day. We popped in, said hello, happy birthday, kid, and then left. And of course, this caused much upset, because teacher had come to the thing, but then teacher was leaving before anybody had actually seen that the teacher had been there. Anyway, it was just irritating, so we left. I think England were in a World Cup final at rugby, and there's a sort of priority, you know, kid's birthday party, England playing rugby, so we left. I was there at the time they said the party was starting. If they were lying, it was their fault. I'm tired. I've forgotten how tiring teaching can be. You know, you have 3 weeks in the, 3 weeks lying around doing nothing really, except for watching bad television and playing Donkey Kong. Actually, we watched some good television, so that's by the by. And now back to teaching, it is very, very tiring. I'll assume that in about 2-3 weeks, it'll all come back to me and it's very, very natural. But there's been no casual build-up. Other teachers have been away. One teacher didn't make it into school for the beginning of the year. Another teacher lasted about 2 days and then exploded. There's another teacher away tomorrow. And so it's not like you actually just pick up your natural rhythm of your timetable and deal with that. But you also have the added extra of walking into a class of 20 kids who've got no work left and you've got to suddenly think on your feet, which sort of adds to the tiredness. So I've been coming home fairly tired, but I seem to have got old. I don't know how it's actually happened over the New Year's, but all that stuff about difficulty of waking up, so far every day last week and this morning, I've woken up quite casually at 6 o'clock and watched the alarm tick over for that whole couple of minutes. And I think on Saturday morning, we had a late night Saturday morning or Sunday morning, I can't remember, but Maria opened the curtains and started reading the Kindle, and I was wide awake really as well. I didn't really want the lying moment. So maybe that's old age. Maybe I'm getting like me mum. You know, I need to go to bed at about 7:30, but I'm awake at 5 o'clock, you know. I've got my 7 hours organised exactly. The job's actually going really well, although it's tiring. The kids are really good. The one shadow that might have been hanging over the academic year was the school play at the end of the year, and they've just suddenly cancelled that, which is nice, and that lets me off the hook. It lets me off the hook, but the school, the administration is so erratic that I already know at the back of my head they're going to come up with something stupid, normally last minute, and I have to do that. I've got an assembly, I've got a plan. I'm probably going to do it on the Mexican Constitution, which is going to take a little bit of research, and I'm going to be able to crowbar My Chemical Romance doing a song called Sing, which I really, really like, and therefore I just want to do it, because, hey, doing My Chemical Romance in a school assembly's got to be some sort of street credibility. I've got that to do. Tomorrow's a big day for my kids. Tomorrow is three quarters of the class are taking their junior high exams, their entrance exams into school. So tomorrow's going to be a day of just going through absolutely everything. And actually just getting them at an even keel, because many of them are freaking out. And yet they're very, very good students. They're hardworking kids. And that's my tomorrow. And that's the end of my time. So I'm just going to say I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.